Today's presenter is Kathy Coon. Kathy is a member of the WestAir eSupport team. She has been working on the deployment of the new product support page user interface. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Kathy.
Thank you, Elijah, and thank you for joining the presentation. Today, you may have noticed that we have started a new user interface for our support pages, so we're going to talk about that today. Elijah, could you go to slide two? What we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about what the support updates, what they are and why we have done them, why we needed a change. We're going to go over the software page layouts, and we're going to spend some time on the support task navigator, which is one of the key new features of the support page. And we're going to talk about the dynamic navigator, and then we're going to end with the view of the new product support pages. And after we review them on the presentation, we're going to just kind of give you a live shot of what it looks like on the WestAir application server page, to view what is out there today. And then we will end with our summary. Slide three, please. The new updates, you began seeing them on February 19th. We started phasing them in for over 800 support software product pages. We are doing this thing so that it will be the same as hardware. Software will have a consistent look. And we, in the WestAir family, we have rolled out approximately 60 pages to date, and we are continuing doing this in a phased manner. This way we can kind of do it one at a time, get it right, and then deploy for a group of support pages. This change was a response to customer requests. About a year ago, about a year and a half ago, there was a real concern that our websites, they weren't consistent. Some software was using a terminology that was different from hardware, and even within the software family, we were using different terminologies. So the customers had said that it was confusing for them. So as a response to them, we had made these changes. A cross-division team was created to address the concerns and to bring a consistent navigation model to all of our support pages. The new user interface was developed and tested with our customers worldwide. That happened in February of 2007 and March of 2007, where we had a couple phases of customers. We went worldwide. We did software, hardware people, and we also did within the software community the different brands within IBM. And we took feedback, and a lot of the things that you see today are a result of the feedback from that community worldwide testing that was done in the early part of 2007. The new user interface solution is that it organizes technical documents by task and topics to facilitate searching for our customers so that they can find their isolate their problems. There is a new open service request page that is out there on the support page. It is the same page as report problems page that you had in your previous user interfaces for your support page. The next slide. Okay, again, we're going to talk to you about why we needed an improved solution. This is just to tell you that we're not changing things just for change's sake. We did a study. Our customers have said that they have a product set that spans across several support areas. They have hardware, they have software, they have multiple products. They felt that our support pages had a different look and feel. We had different terminology for the same functions, and we provided different ways to navigate from one page to another. The updates to the support pages will reduce or eliminate the differences across IBM so that our customers can have one experience. Slide 5, please. Why is it important? It is important to achieve an improved and more consistent support experience across IBM. I'm kind of repeating myself, so I apologize for that. We want to have the same terminology. We want to have the same layout. We're trying very hard to be consistent among the different brands and among hardware and software, that we put the similar links in the same location so that it will be easier for our users to find the information that they need. This creates a new baseline for the page layout and the navigation for the adoption for the software group, the STG group, and services. So again, it will be something that is done across the whole of IBM. Slide 6. Okay, last year in 2007, we did the first phase of Get Consistent. So we updated the group level pages, the brand level pages, and the family level pages. And so you should be a little bit familiar with the new layout. We did that for all those groups. And in 2008, we're going down to the product level pages. All of the links from the original tab version of the software support site will be available in a new page structure. There are some minor changes being implemented that were as a result, again, of customer input. The wide format page, it's 930 pixels. We went through usability and customer feedback and came up with that format that best met the needs of all of our customers. We also integrated the welcome text into the masthead. Slide 7, please. The IBM support page layout has three sections. There's a left navigation section, the main content area, and the right navigation center. The right navigation area. The left navigation area will not change with this new implementation. We are making some minor changes to the right navigation area, but the main changes that you're going to see are in the main content area. That's going to look very different for you. And we are going to outline these changes in detail in the rest of this presentation. Slide 8, please. Okay, here are the left and the right navigation area. Again, the left navigation, no changes made. The left navigation is kind of designed for marketing type information so that you would be able to link into that. The right navigation, the support essential links are removed and they will be found in the main content area of one of the new pages. The other support site contains links to the main brand pages and the software products A to Z. So, That will be the minor change in the right navigation area. Slide 9, please. The main content. The tab navigation is replaced by the new support task navigator. The blue box that's kind of in the center of the screen. We did do a whole bunch of usability tests and customer input to decide where they wanted that the support task navigator to be. We had it all over the place, and the consensus was it would be they wanted to have it stand out, so that's why it's got the blue background, and it is on the right side of the page where people thought that they would see it more prevalently. There is a dynamic navigation that helps quickly find a specific brand, family, or product page. And there is the simple text search that's easily accessible on every page. The one thing to know is that on these type of pages, This is the navigator there, the dynamic navigation, and the search are two different entities, which means that if you select a brand or product up on the dynamic navigation, and then you enter a search item, they are two exclusive things. That search item is going to go out and search of all products out on the web. If you wanted something specific to a specific product, you would have to choose that brand, choose that product, go into that page, and do the search on that page if you want to have it limited. This page, without doing that, having them not linked together, this allows you to search all of Support Center items. And the additional support links, that is specific to the page, and it's at the bottom of each, almost every page we have in our new user interface. And I'm ready for slide 10, Eliza. On slide 10, this is the major changes that is the first thing that everyone notices on our support pages. It is the support task navigator. It highlights the 11 categories for each page. You can click on each one of them. We are going to go into each one of these pages later on in the presentation. Each Get Consistent page displays the same options, and so that you can navigate between them. And then if you want to get into something more specific, the overview obviously is a top level, but if you want to get into something specific like the downloads or troubleshooting, you can click on them and find your information. We did, and I do get this question, so I'll answer it now. We did choose to put the download and the troubleshoot and the search right up at top, and that was directly related to the customer feedback that we received in the early 2007, that they wanted those up on top. So they are in the order that both the usability group and customer feedback provided for us. The task-based navigation is the main focus for our Get Consistent project, and the goal of it is to help orient and educate users to the new task-based and contextual navigation that has been introduced across support. Slide 11. The dynamic navigation. We went through this. This is a faster navigation that directs the desired page is available. It's available on the overview, documentation, plan, install, and use pages. This kind of gives you an idea of, you know, when you do this, if you're starting on the navigation on the right-hand side, you can select a brand, and then after the band, you hit the go, and then underneath it, they have an item there for you to put a product for you to select. So you can easily drill yourself down to the product that you're interested in. So, again, your step one in there is to select the brand that you're interested in, and the next thing is to select the family or the product. And that is our dynamic navigation that we've introduced. Slide 12. This is the Get Consistent overview page. I broke this out into two different slides, and it kind of gives you an idea of what the page will look like. This is where you would select the brand or the product, and you can do the searching on that. Slide 13. This is the family page. This is for the WebSphere Support family page. This would be within the WebSphere branded family. When you click on the selected category, it would come up with the product that you are interested in. If you wanted to search all of WebSphere support, you would not select the category, and you would just enter the search terms below and then hit go, and it would search for you. Slide 13. I'm sorry, 14. okay, slide 14. This gives you the current product overview page. It's just a snapshot of what it looks like today. This is the Western Data Power appliance, and you could tell that this screenshot was taken a bit ago. But it kind of gives you an idea what this is, what you're used to and you know, and what it looks like today. This is the top half of the overview page for the Data Power support page. Slide 14. 15, I'm sorry, I'm behind you, Elijah. This is slide 15 is what it will look like with the new user interface. This is that hero graphics at the top, and notice anything new, that will be up there temporarily when we release the new layout, so that those links will take you to the educational information that people will need, but they will go away shortly after we roll out all of the support pages. You will see the support task navigator is there on your right, and we populate the underneath the search field, we populate it with the flashes. Slide 16, please. This is the bottom half of the current product page that's out there for the other valuable resources. Kind of gives you a picture of what it looks like today. And slide 17 will show you what it will look like when it deploys with the Get Consistent User interface. Slide 17, please. Okay. So this is what the bottom half of the overview page will look like when a page gets deployed. This performs the additional link. There are the news. There is a new news section that will show up. There's stay up to date, support tools, related products. There's a related field, buying and managing support, and browse by document type. The browse by document type is a standard for all of our pages, and it will go out there and search if there is something out there that is in the education type for that product, the link will show up. If a link does not show up in another product, it means that particular product does not have an educational documentation type record for it. Slide 18. This is a download page. It provides the user with a capacity for searching to finding downloads. It gives you the latest by the date of the downloads, and it also gives you some featured items that the support center would like for you to know about. Slide 19, please. The troubleshooting page, that will give the user simple and single source for documentation and resources that will foster their ability to self-assist them to resolving problems. The page will contain links and documents that are tailored to the troubleshooting issues for that particular product. Slide 20. Slide 20 is the search page. You can do searching here. Now, if you are on the support page, this will limit it to searching any documents that are associated with your product. You have the ability to limit your search. At the bottom, there is troubleshooting documents, APARs, learning documents. If you do not want any one of those, you just click them off to help limit your search. Otherwise, if they're all clicked, all those areas will be searched for you. Slide 21. This is the documentation page. It's a single source for documentation tailored for that product. And this is an example of the WebSphere application server support page, the documentation page. Slide 22. Forms of community. This will help users find a way to collaborate with other support centers to find out what's going on with their product. They learn about various types of support communities, such as forums, user groups, events, and any other community-related content. Slide 23. The plan page is used to provide information enabling the customer to keep up to date about new product releases, enhancements, and the product life cycle. The product support life cycle is also on the overview page, but it is duplicated, but that is by design. We wanted to have it out at the front, but it's also on the plan page. Slide 24. This page is tailored to help the customers with install, planning, and upgrades that they may have for their products. Slide 25. This page is designed to help the customer learn how to use their product to achieve the goals, how to tailor their product to their needs, their specific needs. Slide 26. The open service request. This is the replacement for the report problems page that you, the link that you had in the old user interface. And it is something that you should be familiar with, and this is what we have been using for several months now. Slide 27. This is the assistance page. This is various ways of getting help, how to use our website, how ESR works, glossary, terminology, navigation help with our product. And I think that is the 11th page that we have for our support center. Elijah, I think we're going to switch over and show the live site. We did deploy the WebSphere application server page, so I wanted to kind of give you a live shot of what it looks like today. Okay, so for this is the www.ibm.com/software/webservers/appservs/WAS/support for the people that are not on the what is this called, the same time meeting. So what, Elijah, if you could page that down just a little bit. Okay, so this is the overview page, and it starts off with the flashes. And if you notice, there is under the additional support links, there are news items that are being populated there. In our previous user interface, the news items had to be sometimes got lost. So now we have a place for them right here on the overview page, and it's front and center. The support task navigator on the right gives you the 11 different options, and then underneath there, under the additional support links, it gives you all the different support or stay up to date, the support tools, related products. A lot of these links you're going to see that were familiar with the old user interface. They've just been mapped to a new location. So our overview page is kind of like the main page, and it's going to have try to get the most information for you. And if you wanted to get into other areas, you would just click into the support task navigator, go into the troubleshooting section, the search, click on search, and it'll bring you to that different area. But it's just kind of a short demonstration, but that's kind of what the pages look like today, if you haven't seen them. If we go back to the presentation. Okay, to summarize, the updates described in this presentation represents the next major step to creating a unified support experience for our customers. Future updates and refinements to these product-level pages and content will continue to move us towards an improved IBM support experience. I'm on slide 28, Elijah. The new features of the new navigation elements provide more focused support pages. It is a task-based navigation that lets our support customers find answers quickly. The new pages include a troubleshoot, documentation, forms and community, plan, install, and the use page. The new Support Task Navigator improves access to the support content and provides consistent navigation across IBM support. If a customer needs to report a problem, it is important to remember that the old report problem page has been replaced by the open service request page. And all current content that was in the previous support pages have been mapped or migrated into a more task-based structure. So you would not lose any information that was on your current support page. And it ends up with a URL for you to look at to see the site update news and where you can find that. And Elijah, I think that is it. I do end with some additional WebSphere product resources that you can look at, but I believe I'm ready for any questions or answers.
Thank you, Kathy, for a great presentation.
And we do have one question queued up. We'll take that question from Corrine Ledely with IBM.
Yes, I was wondering when the expected completion date is for having all the pages switched over to the new format.
In the WebSphere family, we plan on doing it by May 15th timeframe. There are a couple support pages that will not be migrated because they are going out of support in the near future, and the content to them are very minimal. But for us, we plan on being done by the middle of May.
And how about, do you know about the other families, Lotus and Rational?
I believe Lotus, the last I heard, I believe Lotus is pretty much done. I believe Rational is done. I'm not certain where they are at.
What about other software within IBM, like operating system software? Is the plan to include them in this format as well?
Which products are you referring to?
AIX, OS 400.
I believe so. I can get back to you.
Well, right now, if I look at the other support sites in the new format, in the bottom right-hand navigation, I don't see a link to or a method to get to any of those support sites there. Even if I click on software A to Z and look through the list, they're not in that list.
Which product? Okay, let me see.
Operating system.
I could check for you and get back to you. And who is this? This is Corrine?
Yeah, my name is Corrine. I just think that it's not cohesive unless everything is there. And I thought I heard you say at the beginning of the call that this will be across everything.
I'm under the impression that it will be. But I will find out for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And Mr. Robertson, we have no further questions at this time, sir.
All right, thank you. At this time, we'll conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today. And thank you, Kathy, for presenting today.
Welcome.